This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
All right, good morning, everyone. How are you guys? We are thrilled to have you here today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have four folks who will not only educate you but entertain you and show you all kinds of new cool stuff, but not just new and cool. It's stuff that's working, and that's what this is about. It really is looking at the effects and impact of new communication technologies in terms of improving the health and safety of folks. And so what we're going to do, I came in kind of late to the game, and these folks had decided that they wanted to have a little bit different format for today. So what we're going to do is we're going to try not to have too many talking heads. What we're going to do is give each person about 10 minutes, kind of show and tell, let you guys see what they're doing. And then we're going to basically talk about anything you'd like to talk about. One of the things we're interested in talking about are some of the universal themes that you see across some of these different technologies. We can talk about health disparities in terms of audiences that we may feel being left out of some of these technologies. But it should be a fun session. We are an extremely informal group, and so ask away. We are recording this, and so when you do ask questions, I'm going to be obnoxious and ask you to come to the microphone. Yes?
Guys, with note-taking, will we have copies of the slide available?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be up on the site post the conference. Okay? All right, we're going to start off, first of all, though, just a very quick introduction of each of the speakers at one time, and then I'm not going to do them individually. But what I was hoping that you guys could do is just tell us who you are, what you're going to be talking about just briefly, whether it's blogging or gaming, et cetera, and then kind of how you got here, just very quickly. How did you get in this field? What's your background? And how did you evolve to this place in your career? Nidra, you want to start off? I'll put the pressure on you.
No problem. Hi, I'm Nidra. Is this working? I'm Nidra Klein-Weinrich. I'm a social marketing consultant with my company's called Weinrich Communications. I have a blog called Spare Change where I write about various social marketing issues. And so I guess the way I got to this point, I'm going to be talking about blogging. And I suppose that by starting my own blog, I've always liked to share resources with other social marketers, and this is a great way to do that and to get the word out about interesting things.
So. Good. Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Pam Witten. I'm a professor at Michigan State University, and I do work in the field of telemedicine, telehealth, and quite candidly, the way I got into this is how I think we all fall into things we enjoy in life. Many years ago when I was in graduate school at the University of Kansas working on my doctorate, I was interested in health and I was interested in technology, and I knew I actually wanted to do very applied work, you know, literally out with people that are sick or ill or need to be educated. And so I got in the car and I drove the 20 miles from Lawrence, Kansas to the KU Med Center campus and the med school, and I started knocking on doors, what's cool going on in here? And I found this fledgling weird thing called telemedicine, and then eventually was invited to run it and start it for the state, and then somehow it's gotten bigger and messier, so I'm still involved.
And it's still fun.
It's still fun.
Hi, I'm Erin Edgerton, and I'm with CDC's National Center for Health Marketing in the Division of eHealth Marketing. And I've been at CDC for about 2 years. I came here with a background in health communication, and I expected to do very traditional campaigns and had no idea that you could do such cool things related to public health. So I also fell into it by accident. Janice actually encouraged me to try new media, interactive media, online information, and at first I said no thanks.
She did.
I did. I really did. But it's been excellent, and I'm still learning, so I'm here just to give you a very top-line overview of some of the cool things that we're doing here.
And I'm Steve Cole. I'm the Vice President for Research at Hope Lab Foundation, and I'll be telling you about the work that we do basically in interactive technology-based solutions for health-related behavior change. So particularly video games and websites are sort of the tools and trade that we use. And my background, actually, I was originally trained as a social psychologist. I ended up doing work on sort of biobehavioral interfaces, biological mechanisms by which stress and other kinds of psychological factors influence physical health. So I'm actually a professor in the UCLA School of Medicine, and I got involved with Hope Lab essentially as a consultant for the biology components of their video game development enterprise, and slowly over time came to find that more exciting and fun than what I was doing at UCLA.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.